question. You're listening to Dynamo's Dozen. With your host, Ian the Dynamo Kelly. Welcome to Dynamo's Dozen, the podcast that I bring you each and every single week, where I will talk about whatever may be on my mind, from pro wrestling, sports, entertainment, music, movies, musically, fresh socks and jocks, and everything in between, never forgetting the talc. This is Dynamo's Dozen, and you are very welcome to an extremely special episode this week, where I have none other than WCW, NWA, WWE, TNA legend, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. That's right, Slapnuts. I've got Jeff Jarrett with me today. I'm not going to spend too long on this introduction. I'm going to get straight to the meat and bones of it. I'm going to have a great conversation with Jeff. Any questions that I've received on social media, I will put forth to Jeff for you. But before I do, like I say on this intro, it is about sports and entertainment and whatnot. The tragic events this week have really kind of caught me and caught a lot of people by surprise, but also really really upset a lot of people and shows how short life is. If it is the case, Emiliano Sala, for those of you who don't know, is a professional footballer who played in France with a team called Nantes. He signed for Cardiff City in Wales a couple of days ago, maybe a week, I'm not sure of the details, but he was a record signing for all my American fans. This is soccer. He basically got a plane back over to France just to say goodbye to all of his teammates and tidy up his affairs before he made the move over to Wales to play in the Premier League. And the plane that he got back has been missing for a number of days now. Still no sign of the plane. It was himself and a pilot, so it was just the two. Very, very tragic events. I mean, there's no clue as to what has happened yet. I mean, one can hope. If we don't have hope, then we don't really have anything else. So I do hope that they did manage to get to land somewhere and are waiting to be rescued. It doesn't look great at the moment, unfortunately. So it's these sort of situations that do that really do bring it home to us that life is so short. And it needs to be wrapped up in cotton wool and just enjoy it, and be nice to the people around you. Take care of the people that you love, the people that bring you down. Put to one side. Don't bother. No need to hate. Just walk away. But anyway, like I said, this is my thoughts and heartfelt thoughts and. Prayers go out to the poor guy and his family and all of his fans. So yeah, but we will move along, and like I said, to bring it up, we do have an amazing guest, and that is Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Before we get to Jeff, I just want to give a special shout out to Katie Harvey, who unfortunately got injured at an OTT show recently, and she is in recovery mode at the moment. Katie, just want to let you know, me and all my listeners are thinking of you. And at the bottom of the podcast, we're going to put We're going to put some links as to how you can support Katie in getting better, because she's going to be out of the game for quite a while. Again, I do consider Katie to be the best Irish female wrestler. And I also have said it numerous times before on this show that I believe that she's the best female wrestler in Europe. So, speedy and healthy recovery to you, Katie. And I'm thinking of you, and I hope you get better soon. But my next guest, which is an absolute honor for me, it really is. He's a six-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, a six-time Intercontinental Champion, and a four-time WCW Champion. So all in all, he's a 16-time World Heavyweight Champion. He's the King of the Mountain. He is the master of the guitar. Listen up, slap nuts, because next is my very, very special guest, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett, welcome to Dynamo's Dozen. Thank you very much for taking the time out to come and chat with me today.
Sure. Glad to be here. Enjoy doing these. And I'm assuming we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that's professional wrestling.
I thought you were here to talk about boxing, but if we want to talk about wrestling, we can.
Sure, there you go. Yeah.
Sure. Listen, you've got legions of wrestling fans here in Ireland. Trust me. You in particular were always one of my favourite wrestlers growing up. For example, I grew up in the era of 1994, when I think it was just when you were starting to kind of really get hot in the WWE at the time.
Yep.
For you personally, what's your favourite run that you've had in your career?
Wow, it's really hard to, because all of them sort of have a special meaning, so to speak, at a different stage and sort of everything that goes with that. You know, the early formative years, working for my family's promotion and getting to team with Jerry Lawler, you know, who obviously I grew up. He was one of my favorites. He was also my father's business partner. But then, you know, to have a series of matches, me and him against the Moondogs, and, you know, that was hardcore wrestling before it was called hardcore.
For sure, yeah, yeah.
It was, you know, some brutal matches back then, but it was, we made some money, drew some houses, and, you know, me getting the team with Lawler and against those guys, so... That was, you know, that was early, and then what you just referenced, you know, 93 back then, obviously, it was called the WWF.
Sure, of course.
Some of your listeners don't remember those days, but no, it was, coming up this month is 25 years ago, this Royal Rumbles, when I first won the Intercontinental title. So, that obviously was the first time stepping on not just a national stage, but an international stage.
Sure.
That run, and then obviously, you know, every wrestler who gets into this industry wants to become a world champion on some level. So the first time I achieved that was at WCW in, you know, 2000. And when I look back on that time, you know, lots of fond memories. And then, you know, obviously you got to go with TNA And for so many reasons, both in and out of the ring, starting a company, building it up, everything that went with that. Then, you know, later in my career, I had a series of matches against Kurt Angle that were, in my opinion, some of the best matches of my career.
For sure.
At that stage of my career.
Yep.
So, you know, it's hard for me to say any one particular run. They all do definitely have a special meaning for me.
Well, that's really, that brings me on to another point, and that's thank you for that response. First of all, before I ask the next question, I do have to congratulate you on getting that Hall of Fame status, because I know that meant the world to you because of the kind of long kind of hiatus that you had from the WWE / WWF. So congratulations from me, and it was, I'm sure it was a super proud moment.
Oh, for sure. You know, I said it back last year. What a year 2018 was for me, both professionally and personally. But man, yeah, again, I'm a businessman as well, so the WWE didn't have to make that decision, but I'm very grateful they did. And it's funny how life, works and the different twists and turns. And had I ever dreamed, not in my wildest dreams, that that would have took place, but it was special. And for Road Dogg to be the one inducting me, because we've obviously had a very close relationship that goes back a long, long time. So it was special for so many reasons, and just the timing of it too. 32 years to the day, it fell on April 6, 2018, and April 6, 86 was my very first match. So
wow, yeah,
just really cool. Really cool how it all came together.
And it's funny because I'm pretty sure there's only been two guys that have performed a live concert at a Hall of Fame, but I think your one tops it.
I didn't even know. I wouldn't call that him. You may call it a performance.
You called it in the ring, didn't you?
I don't know if you'd call it a musical performance, but no, it was it was a lot of fun. They wanted us to have fun with the song, and me and Road Dogg decided we would take a walk through and have a little fun with it, which we did, and got to see some cool faces. Obviously my family was involved, and gosh. A good list of guys that get to join in. So,
absolutely, brother. And in terms of, I've got a question for you now. This might be a tough question for you to answer, but, I know you've talked on a lot of different podcasts. It's a question that I've not heard asked before. What I'm going to give you, it's a couple of questions in one. Who's your favorite opponent from WWE/F, WCW, and TNA?
Again, I really do like to leave it to the armchair quarterbacks.
Sure.
that's an American saying.
Oh, I get it.
to the critics.
I'm a Saints fan, so.
or to the fans, but me. Picking one during that era, I do know that my series of matches with Shawn Michaels, I get asked about
incredible
every interview.
Yeah, incredible.
Obviously, that I just referenced the Kurt Angle matches, that series of matches in TNA, and there's a lot. My early matches against AJ Styles that quote unquote the whole world didn't really get to see, but man, AJ, early in his career. I enjoyed it, knew that he was something special, pretty obvious by the way we positioned him. Those matches I had a lot of fun with. And the WCW run, it was what I enjoyed when I reflect back on that time is that there were so much turmoil going on behind the scenes. But, in front of the camera, I felt I showed up.
You shone, didn't you? You really did. You really did shine.
I worked as hard as I could and took care of the things that were relatively in my control, and whether it was Scott Steiner, Diamond Dallas Page, Bill Goldberg, Flair, Nash, Scott Hall, Sid, you name it. It was a list of who's guys during that time, and I really felt like no matter what matchup I was in, I went out and did the very best I could.
Yeah, I mean, for me, one of my favorite times to see you wrestle was the WCW era, even though, as you say, it wasn't, it wasn't exactly rosy behind the scenes. But you really did work really hard at that time. Even though there was certain, things like the NWO that came up, it wasn't looked at as the original NWO, but you still made it work. Did you? I mean, some of the matches I watched. Some matches that you had with Bret Hart, actually. Not a lot of people are familiar with those matches because they weren't exactly what you would say high profile. Would that be fair?
Without question, they were a Nitro run.
Or a house show
run. But me and Bret have talked about it many times over the years that we never got to be put into a set of circumstances that. They would be on a much high-profile level, but, it goes without saying. Bret's a wrestler's wrestler, and I always enjoy getting in the ring with him.
And same with you. I mean, that's the thing. You are a wrestler's wrestler. I mean, I talked to Harley Race a while back and on the show, and you know, the likes of yourself, out of what he would consider the modern wrestlers, are a modern wrestler to him. You know, in terms of today's product, and it gets me on. I suppose before I do continue, actually, why don't you just explain to a lot of guys here in Europe as well, what you're doing with Global Force Wrestling, and just explain that to them a little bit.
Yeah, to explain that, you have to be aware of what Fight, that's F-I-T-E.
Yep, Fight Network.
Yep. Yeah, the Fight Network. It's a digital service, and man, the partnership, and I go back with those guys from Wrestle Kingdom 9, 2014. 15, during that era when they were going from basically a general entertainment digital service called Flips Media, where they basically, off the success of Wrestle Kingdom 9 on the digital platform, they transformed into Fight. And so I've been at a real arm's length relationship for several years. And then last year in May, right after the Hall of Fame, Global Force and Fight announced their partnership. And so we are, you know, Fight is boxing, MMA, and professional wrestling. And we are the professional wrestling, we'll say the marketers of Fight on multiple events coming up here. That's, I'm glad you asked, coming up WrestleMania.
Sure.
We're coming out with so many different things.
Sure.
You know, this year is going to be really exciting in so many different ways. But one is we've got, we're over 25 shows that we're going to be broadcasting on Fight, all sorts of kind of different, from WrestleCon, Game Changer. We've got all kind of shows happening that weekend. That's one of the things that Global Force is doing. We've also partnered with Monopoly Events, which is one of the biggest Comic-Con promoters and producers.
Sure.
In the United Kingdom. We're going to be bringing them to the Fight airways. We're also working on multiple Comic-Con deals, literally all over the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom as well. So we have that going on. And then as far as the development of original content with Global Force, we're going to take that to another level this year. That'll be coming up third and fourth quarter. So Global Force, it's no secret that 2017 was a tumultuous year with branding and rebranding and all sorts of directions. But
sure.
2018 was a bit of I'll call it getting the building blocks back in place, and super excited with the things that we did do in 18, bringing StarCast. Super, never dreamed in my wildest dreams it would be as successful on a digital platform as it was. NWA 70 is another event that we brought to Fight. And really happy that went down. And then, you know, as we kicked off here in 2019 with Monopoly and multiple events coming up and going into, we've got an announcement, Global Force and Fight, within the next probably week to 10 days about announcing our WrestleMania plan. So that's the short-winded answer. I could go much further detail, but I'll keep it short, Ian.
Well, we're gonna get you on again at some point, so we'll be able to kind of get you on maybe after, just before WrestleMania.
Yep.
In terms of, I know you know a lot of the guys personally that are involved in All Elite Wrestling. What's your opinion on that, if you do have one?
It goes without saying, anytime, no matter how big or how small a new promotion comes on the scene, and it's very obvious, the financial backing that this organization speaks volumes.
Sure,
that is at the very top of the list, because there's a lot of room for you know, nobody comes out of the gate and makes all the right decisions. It just doesn't happen.
For sure,
they have the financial backing. And I am super excited for all of them, because it does nothing, and especially with the Khan family, the dynamic changes in the industry,
because
there's a new player with financial backing.
And yeah, I mean, the Khan family have as much money as Ted Turner had, for example.
Yes. So it changes the game in so many ways, and you know, they haven't had their first event, and it's already put a bit of a set of circumstances that people are beginning to think differently. And I'm not even going into creative or talent.
Sure,
it's just
sure.
That when you have a new player like the Cod family in, it changes the temperament of the business in a positive way, much, much like the Turner family. The Turner organization. They had the remnants of the Crockett territory in Florida and Kansas City and Louisiana. But when Ted Turner, you know, put his money behind it, it changes it. And then it radically changed it when the decision was made to go opposition head up against Monday Night Raw. So, and we know the result of that. So it's a great time to be in the wrestling business several years ago. Knowing that the digital age was so rapidly coming, I'll say that, the business is, it's a really exciting time to be in it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and it is, and I mean, it can only do great things for the likes of Global Force as well, because when there's competition, even the, you know, some of the organizations, all the surrounding organizations get a bit of a rub as well, and I think what you say there is 100% true. And in terms of some of the young guys that are in the business right now, because I know you are not just a veteran of the game now, but you're a legend of the game. When you look at, say, WWE television, is there any particular guys and girls that stand out to you that people should be watching in 2019?
Now, again, that's another question I like to leave to you critics, because everybody has a different opinion on so many things, and sometimes things can be taken out of context. But I will say this, and just the growth that obviously there's social media numbers and analytics that we could talk about for the next, a week. I have obviously partnered with Fight, and the growth that I've seen on that digital platform on the transactional pay-per-view basis, it goes without saying that the talent and obviously some known, some not known, but the growth and the business that it's generating on the Fight platform shows that the trajectory of the business, the new crops of talent, it's a very, very fresh crop, and I could, it goes with, you can look at so many different ones, whether it's Ring of Honor, AAA in Mexico, New Japan, All Elite, and then you look at ICW in Scotland and the different promotions. Talent is everywhere. And that's something, as a promoter myself, that really, really excites me.
Well, Jeff, I mean, I know you're stuck for time today. I do really appreciate you coming on. We'll definitely do this again, hopefully closer to WrestleMania season.
Sure.
I just want to say thank you from Ireland. Trust me, you're not on a critics podcast. You're on a former pro wrestler podcast. So
there you go. I love it.
I always like hearing from the pro wrestler rather than an idea of pro wrestling, you know? So
I hear you.
I really, really do appreciate your time. And once again, I also commend you. And I think I speak for a lot of fans of yours. You're not only just a great talent, you're also an inspiration with everything that you've come through. And you know what you're doing today with Global Force Wrestling as well, and with the Fight Network. It just shows that you can always pick yourself up and get back on the wagon. So I really do commend you, sir.
Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate those kind words. And I'm long before I was a wrestler, and probably you as well, we were wrestling fans. And that's me at heart, and so that's the main driver that I have. I love this industry, and I love to see it do well. And guys like you that have a podcast and want to talk about wrestling, that's a good thing. That's never a bad thing. So I appreciate your time today, and definitely I'd be happy to come back on at some point.
Absolutely, sir. Listen, you take care, and well wishes to you and your family, sir.
thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye now. So once again, I just want to thank my very, very special guest, Double J, Jeff Jarrett, the King of the Mountain, for coming on the Dynamo's Dozen. Like I said, I keep promising you great content, and I'm giving you great content. Next week, we're going to have an extremely special guest, somebody that's been on before, and he's going to reappear. He is your favorite podcast host. That is right. Conrad Thompson will be on the show next week. He was the host master, if you want to call it that, of the All Elite Wrestling press conference. So that's going to be really, really good to talk with Conrad and catch up with him, especially with all Conrad shows. If you've not heard Conrad Thompson at work, well, then I implore you to go and listen to 83 Weeks, where he hosts a podcast with Eric Bischoff about his days in WCW and also in WWE. He also hosts a podcast with Tony Schiavone, the voice of WCW Monday Nitro and WCW pay-per-views in general. And he also hosts the podcast that you all should know, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, the hardest working podcaster in the business. He's going to be on the show next week. Cannot wait to catch up with Conrad. He's going to have some great great news and information for all you guys and gals. Like I say, I keep bringing you great content, and I'm going to continue to bring you great content. I want to give a special shout out to Katie Harvey, who I mentioned earlier on. She is, you know, she's one of the shining lights of Irish wrestling, and again, speedy recovery to Katie Harvey. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for just continuing to download and support Dynamo's Dozen. How you can continue to support and download Dynamo's Dozen is by downloading the Anchor app. You can like the show, and I'll be able to get some exclusive content for you guys. There's going to be some Patreon news coming up in the next few months. I'm not going to give anything away just yet. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Niall Hogan at WrestleMania, because this guy literally is the man that will give you everything that you need in terms of t-shirts, hoodies, wrestling memorabilia, whatever it may be. Niall Hogan is your hookup for all your wrestling needs. And that is WrestleMania, which is based on the top floor right beside Asher Boutique in St. Stephen's Green in Dublin's city centre. What else? I guess I should kind of talk about the Royal Rumble, which is coming up on Sunday. My predictions, I don't really have one, but I was to go out on a limb, I think Finn Balor will lose, but I think he will be in the Royal Rumble match, and I think he will win the Royal Rumble match. That's going to be my long shot prediction. So I wouldn't say go out and bet the house on it, but what I would say is bet the car on it if you can. Other than that, there's not really much more to say. I hope you're all well. If you want to find me on social media, it's Dynamo's Dozen on Instagram, Dynamo's Dozen on Twitter, Dynamo's Dozen on Facebook. And also, if you want to get onto the mailing list, which I'm really going to put a lot of effort into in 2019, it's dynamosdozen@gmail.com. So you can go to dynamosdozen@gmail.com, send me an email, any particular things that you would like me to bring up in future podcasts. I'll be more than happy to look at it and see if we can get you involved. Also check me out on iTunes, and as I said, if you go to Anchor, that's A-N-C-H-O-R, you can go and check out the podcast there, but you'll also get special facilities there that you won't get anywhere else, where I'll be able to get you on the show and whatnot. But look, lots of things coming up in 2019. Dynamo's Dozen is back. I am not going to neglect you again. And all I can say is, guys and girls, Dynamo is over and out. Peace.